friend who is a professional musician. She is a soprano. Like all musicians, she can never be quite certain of the ability or the commitment of the people with whom she works. This may be familiar. Her solos tend to be like walking on a tightrope, horribly high and tricky to maintain your poise. There is also, of course, as with all performers, or many of them certainly, the problem of nerves. They have to be brave every single time they perform. Once you have a good reputation, the only way is down, so maintaining it is vital for both your integrity and for your career. And setting yourself up for those difficulties time after time after time doesn't get easier. Her take on it is that most people will realise that you have to practice something until you get it right. She does so until she feels pretty confident that she can't get it wrong. And doing that takes not only commitment, but perseverance. And a lot of perseverance. And it is costly. Arriving at the place where you can't get it wrong demands an awful lot of us. It's not just common to sopranos. Surgeons and pilots have to do it too. And persevering is what you do if you want anything badly enough. There are all sorts of views on persevering. A motivational speaker suggests that it's stubbornness with a purpose, which I think is rather good. Wish it was one of mine. Stubbornness with a purpose. And an American World War II five-star general says that aging wrinkles the body, but quitting wrinkles the soul. So the soul is actually made stronger by persevering. And Brené Brown, who some of you may have heard of, who is one of my favourite writers, she's a Christian psychology research professor in the States, and she's written a lot about persevering and about vulnerability and done a lot of research into it. She says the willingness to show up changes us. It makes us a little braver every time. Perseverance, as we've said, costs. And it changes people. It changes not only the person themselves, but the people with whom they work. Now, do you remember the film Erin Brockovich? Please say somebody does. Excellent. Once she identified with the cause of the people who were being poisoned by their contaminated water supply, nothing would stop her legal endeavours to get wrongs righted. And lives were changed. Not just her life, not just the lives of those people who saw some sort of justice, albeit late in the day, but her boss's life changed, and the lives of the people who thought she would be easy to stop changed, because there is power in passionate, persevering advocacy. The widow in today's story was her own advocate. But of course that changed the judge. We can be pretty certain, I think, that he did not rush to fob off a wronged and possibly persistent plaintiff again, because he had his ear bent so much this time. And we can persevere for all sorts of purposes. But of course we must be sure that it's for a good cause, whether for ourselves or for others, and we must be prepared to do it appropriately on behalf of other people. And that, of course, is neither easy or cheap. But then we think to ourselves, what do we know that is worthwhile, that is either cheap or easy? And getting good at doing anything, and this includes persevering, may take the proverbial 10,000 hours of practice. Because after all, back to our surgeons, we don't want them to wing it or take a chance. Like the soprano and the pilots, they practice until they can't get it wrong. To persevere, you have to believe in what you're doing. You need to trust it. The persistent woman trusted the justice system. She didn't trust the judge originally, but she did trust the system. Surgeons trust the accumulated principles and wisdom behind the techniques which are passed down and developed. If you are to commit yourself to achieving excellence, you have to trust that it's worth it, that your soul will perhaps somehow be wrinkled if you don't give it your best shot and then some. And it also depends on relationships. Perhaps we have somebody who has inspired us to live in some way like them. Perhaps, like Erin Brockovich, our hearts go out to people who have no power and no voice. The five-star general recognises the needs of his soldiers, who will be in more danger if they don't stick together and stick to their task. Or it may just be love, pure and simple, which inspires the perseverance. In our first reading from Jeremiah, it is God who perseveres. God could just write his people off. They have, as ever, we think, been self-willed and clueless. What does God have to gain from being in relationship with them? Of being in relationship with us? Only insights into our free will, our willfulness, and that, frankly, is little enough. God perseveres with people out of love, longing to be their God, longing for them to be his people, walking, working in love and harmony with God's ways written in their hearts. God perseveres in loving us despite everything. There are so many instances, particularly in the Old Testament, when God thinks of giving up on people, but is persuaded to decide otherwise. We might wonder how many times God has persevered in loving us when we've gone our own way. We are to persevere in our relationship with God, loving and walking in his way and working faithfully with Jesus. But our faith is not just about showing up and walking the walk. It's also about allowing ourselves to be changed in that process, being formed into the likeness, into the stature of Christ. This growth, this fullness is what we are all promised. Each of us has someone we admire, who has shown us what loving perseverance looks like. Someone who has helped us in our individual walk with God, who has inspired us to keep on showing up, to become a little braver every time. Perseverance becomes part of us. It builds our character. And that character produces hope, as St. Paul reminds us in another place. And we might feel that hope is a particularly precious commodity just at the moment. And maybe now just spend a few moments of quiet. Just thinking back, pondering what role perseverance has played in your life, whether it's people who have persevered with you, or whether it's something that you have stuck at despite all the odds. How has it changed you? How has it influenced the direction of your life? And how is perseverance in your own life influencing and changing the lives of others to bring hope in these difficult times and for the future? Amen.